All right, time now for Tell Me Something Good News. Now, Junior, you were just talking about the NFL draft college players yesterday. Mm-hmm. And now here's some good news. Najee Harris, I know you know who he is, celebrated his 2021 NFL draft by giving back to the youth, okay? The Alabama running back was selected 24th overall in the NFL draft by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then Najee threw a draft day party for the kids at the Greater Raymond Interfaith Homeless Shelter in Richmond, California. The children were treated to a pizza night and games, and then he stopped by, Najee did, to visit, take selfies, photos with the people, with the shelter workers and the families who live there. And it was emotional for Najee Harris because it's the same shelter that he lived in with his parents and four siblings for a few years while he was growing up. Wow, so that came full circle, didn't it?
Yeah.
His goal, he says, is to shed light on the issues of homelessness. He did not let his situation dictate his future, the shelter manager said. It makes me feel proud and makes me enjoy my job more because I know I made a difference in someone's life. So good for Najee Harris.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's big. Man.
That's
big. Mm-hmm.
That's really giving back. Yeah.
That's really good, man.
Yeah. Hmm.
Give the people back there to shelter some hope too. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just gotta see, you know, you gotta see somebody else done it. That
yes.
been in it like you in it. That's all inspiration is.
Just a glimpse.
You know,
hope.
Like I read the other day, I wanna live my life so when somebody looks at me one day, they say, I made it because of you.
Mm-hmm.
Or something you said, or I heard you. And everybody should want that. Be able to put that on your resume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. It gives you hope. If he can do it, I can do it. You know, there's a chance. Wow.
And I just love that inspirational story, Steve, because you talk about inspirational. You give out inspiration every single morning.
Yeah.
And just like you said, this young man didn't let Shirley, what you referred to that the shelter manager said in the story, he didn't let being homelessness with his family define who he
his
was.
Future. Yeah,
his
you
future.
Don't have, yeah.
And I just, you know, I just love that.
I think it's really important for transparency.
Mm-hmm.
See, you know, so many people get to where they want to go and then they don't want to be transparent because they don't want people to know this or they don't want people to know that.
Okay.
No, man, that's important.
It
your
really is.
Your journey is important. Your testimony can change the life of somebody coming behind you. Because I don't care what you're going through, somebody done it already.
That's right. That's right. And it gives people hope. If they can do it, maybe I can do that. I can do it. You know, they went through it. I can do it. You know, and that's part of your testimony and your journey right there, what you go through. It helps you get to where you are. So, you know, really cool. I definitely like that. I mean, can only imagine him and his family, his brothers and sisters, sleeping, being homeless, and then he is able to throw a party for kids. I mean, imagine that. He gets drafted in the NFL. It's an amazing story. It really is.
Not going back to that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, what a story he has to tell. Yeah, he really has a story to tell.
Yep.
Never giving up on your dream. All of that plays.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Steve, we're going to go to headlines now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thank you. And good morning, everyone. Here we go. At least three deaths are blamed this morning on the bad weather in the deep south this week. There were strong winds and heavy rains overnight in Mississippi, around Jackson especially. Flash flood warnings were issued for Alabama, and authorities say that homes were damaged from Texas in a kind of a straight line all the way up to Virginia because of the bad weather. The now infamous Derek Chauvin wants a do-over. Chauvin's lawyer has filed a motion seeking a new trial, alleging prosecutorial and jury misconduct, adding that his request for a change of venue should have been granted as well. Attorney Eric Nelson has requested a hearing where the judge would re-interview jurors with the aim of showing that members of the panel committed misconduct because they supposedly felt threatened by race-based pressure to convict his client. So the videotape wasn't there, right? And also, they say one, a black jury, he says, attended a Black Lives Matter protest, and he lied on his voir dire and said he didn't. President Biden set up another COVID-fighting goal, and by July 4th...
to have 70% of adult Americans at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated. It's life and death.
The president wants vaccine available on a walk-in basis, and even though he admits that there are still people who will not take the shots, he feels that a lot of folks will because they don't want their friends and family members to get sick and maybe die. A Pennsylvania man who used his dead mother's name to vote for Donald Trump says he did it because there was so much propaganda around the election. 70-year-old Bruce Bartman has pled guilty to unlawful voting and perjury. He says that he's been sentenced to 5 years probation. He can't vote for 4 years, and he can't sit on any kind of jury. He says that he was kind of away from people. He was at home. He didn't go anywhere, and all he heard was a lot of propaganda. So he voted for Donald Trump erroneously using his mother's name. His mother, again, had passed away. A former deputy sheriff in Georgia fired last November after investigators found a bunch of text messages he sent to a members of a racist group in California where he bragged about beating up a black man and calling it sweet stress release, how he'd arrest black people and charge them with felonies so they'd lose their right to vote. Cody Griggs, a former Marine, also fantasized apparently about a civil war against liberals, Muslims, Hispanics, and other non-whites. Finally, yeah, you're the tax man. A tax board has issued a ruling in the battle between the IRS and Michael Jackson's estate. Michael's side won. The judge says Jackson's worth, at the time of his death anyway, much closer to what the estate said it was and not what the government claimed it was. So the bottom line, no tax penalties were levied. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.